Governor Andrew Cuomo has started a statewide tour to promote a bill to give teachers and school administrators the power to go to court and ask a judge to confiscate the guns of a student and their family if they suspect that student might try to harm themselves or others. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Cuomo, speaking outside a high school in the Bronx, made a personal connection to his bill, which would permit teachers, school administrators, and parents to seek help from the courts if they believe a child is mentally ill and should not have access to guns.
I have three daughters. If I knew one of them had a mental health issue and that maybe she could get a gun and take her own life or hurt others, the first thing I would want to do with every cell in my body is to help my daughter.
The governor, who's seeking re-election, is highlighting the issue in a political ad released this week. While the governor also appeared on Long Island to promote the bill, he did not come to the Capitol in Albany, where the legislature is meeting in the final days of the legislative session. Democrats who lead the state assembly are in favor of the measure, but Republicans who are in charge of the state Senate have so far not agreed to the bill. Even though Republicans are in control of the Senate, one of their members has left to rejoin the military, and the GOP and Democratic factions are currently gridlocked at 31-31. Cuomo, a few days ago, conceded that the bill is likely not going to become law this year.
The Republicans in Albany have recently been mimicking the Republicans in Washington, and I think they would not support the bill now.
At Monday's events, the governor berated politicians who might oppose the measure and threatened retribution at the polls.
Either the politicians change their position and they vote in Albany and they pass this red flag bill, or this student movement, this populist movement, will change the politicians this election day. It's that simple.
Senate Republican Majority Leader John Flanagan said in a statement that his members already support a comprehensive school safety package. He says their bills make it easier for schools to hire armed guards, known as school resource officers, and to spend more state funds on mental health treatment for students. Flanagan urged Cuomo and the state assembly to sign on to the Republicans' bill instead. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.